Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
I sure am. Hi, everybody.
And our guest today is Vanessa. Are you there, Vanessa?
I am here. Thank you.
Hi, Vanessa.
Now, Vanessa.
Hi, Barbara.
Have you, I'm sure
yes,
you've been
Johnny.
Following the news about the coronavirus, right?
Yeah, just a bit, yeah.
Okay, what have you
do
been
you
finding?
Sometimes just turn your TV off and not want to watch it? That's what I've been doing. It gets to be too much.
The markets and the sadness at the beaches and the protests elsewhere. And gosh, better's coming. If you want an update, I've got a really terrific update. And first of all, the whole year, 2020, reduces to the number 4. So, you know, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 0 is 4. And 4 is all, you know, Johnny and I were talking about this a few days ago, is a number of remodeling. You never finish. If you have a 4 house, if your street number adds up to 4, you're constantly remodeling that house. There are ways to correct it. Yeah. And so it is in the year of 2020, we have the number 4. We're not going to finish remodeling, redoing, revising, reviewing, researching. This coronavirus will go on and on. And you see what we're doing. We take 3 steps forward and we find ourselves going 4 or 5 steps backward. And so I'm not trying to be, you know, Sally Sadspoon here, but we will make it out. And we are going to be finer, greater, smarter, kinder, gentler for it. It's all going to come together. This is a number 5 month. So, and I had a really nice follower. Her name is Ariel. She follows me on Instagram and she sends everybody to the shows, like to the show and to my other show on Thursdays. And she pointed out to me, hey, Ness, this is a month, you know, 5 months, you know, 5th month, 2020. She says it's a 9. She's right. It's a 9. And a 9 is we're a final stage. We reset tomorrow. Tomorrow is a one day. So, but for the month of May, we have a 9. So June, I'm sorry, I probably misspoke a little bit. June is a 1. So in numerology, June is a 1. And we're going to have a lot of independence next month. So look out for a reset and a lot of independence. So we'll have a lot of people in a little bit more solitude and thinking and being on your own next month. August is going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. October looks pretty good. I had a client reading today, and her October looked very, very good. And so just know that there's hope. So if this client had a good reading and October's looking good, just know that you too can have a great month. And I want to tell you a little bit about this client. And I have other clients similar to this client. They're getting jobs, good jobs. The pay's a little different, but I am shown that you might be, if you are without a job right now, I want you to hold the line and know that you have, there is a job coming. And I'm telling you, if I could share this reading in full with everyone, it would be so inspirational. And this client has been with me for some time now, and I kept telling this client that there's going to be a fight over her. And this was months ago, and she lost her job. She lost her job. And she was very scared, and it was a 6-figure job. And I said, or I was shown, rather, I'm just a channel. But I said, you just watch and wait, and there's going to be people fighting over you. And there has been. It's been almost a bidding war for this particular client. And so what can happen for one person, I know it, can happen for anyone. I don't want anyone to lose hope. It's a time of research and review and regeneration and creativity. I don't want to take up all the time on life, laughter, and happiness with what I'm shown, but
no,
you know, one
good.
Of the things
that's
that came up.
Original.
Oh, I'm so glad. I was very surprised to open up the papers today on Daily Mail, and the lead story was George Bush, number 43, said we need to unite. The headline said about, you know, over coronavirus, and I didn't read the article. I went on to the London Times, but that's what the readings have been about from Full Soul Readings was unity and love, and I think that's really a terrific thread for everyone. And I really think that people have been full of unity as best as possible. And they have been loving people as much as possible through this.
Me too. And that's exactly what you said in the beginning of this on this show, that it's going to be all about love. And I felt it too. So that's
I think you're right.
We've had so many people call about jobs and career advice. So that is on so many people's minds. And a lot of people don't have anybody to lean on. But they have us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's so great. I always think about life, laughter, and happiness. And you, Barbara, and you, Jonathan, and how this fills a need. And that is one of the things that I was shown in the readings, and also as an academic, it makes sense because you meet the consumer in the marketplace, and that's what you're doing here on Life, Laughter, and Happiness. Every time you two have a show, you are meeting your audience in a place where they need some hope, and they need to talk about their lives, and they need some laughter, and that's where we get happiness. And I just want to say that I really appreciate you, Jonathan, and you, Barbara, creating the show, walking the show through, and meeting people where they are every time you broadcast.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We're thankful for you. I'm thankful for Johnny every day and everything he does, working so hard. And it's so good that we can come together and be helpful. And hope is what keeps you going. If you have nothing else but if you don't have hope, what else do you have? So hope it keeps you going. It keeps you alive and wanting to continue.
That hope is going
to
be a more popular name.
Oh yes, I did a reading last week. I was talking to Jonathan, and my guides were just showing me some very interesting things. And, of course, we know we've seen for a very long time that babies are coming. And I had a couple guides say to me that hope, the name hope, and they also showed me faith. And then afterwards, they showed me joy. And I think I wrote it down in one of my journals. I just got chills. I've got Barbara Moore chills right now. That's what I've got.
Uh-huh.
It's a confirmation towards people will name their baby girls Hope. And
you know what? There's something about that name. I named myself that in Spanish class. Esperanza.
Okay.
Means hope,
right.
And that was my Spanish name. You know, when you take Spanish, then you can name yourself a Spanish name. I wonder if we're going to see a lot of Esperanza there as well.
Oh, right. Well, I got a yes on that.
Really?
There's
That's
a lot.
So cute.
I got a yes on that. It's
cute.
You know, it's. I didn't see that coming. I'm not a creative person, but I do like to hear what people are saying, you know, what souls are saying, what elementals are saying, what angels are saying, what guides are saying, what they're saying on the other side. And so we've lost so many people, not just in the United States, but also worldwide. Italy was hit so hard. Iran was hit so hard. I don't know many numbers in the way you know, in Iran, but we did hear how hard hit that country was everywhere. And so here come the babies. So I was really stunned that they were sharing that with me right when I was talking to Jonathan last week. And I said, Jonathan, let me share this with you about what babies will be named. So.
Wow.
It really is a pretty name, too.
It is.
I wonder how Corona Beer is doing, the name Corona. Corona Beer? I was talking to Kurt.
Know.
I don't know if he was just joking around, but he said that because he lives in Mexico, that they took Corona Beer off the shelves there.
Did they?
I go, really? Are you kidding me? And I don't know if it's really true, but he said that I'm going to have to look it up because I don't know if he was kidding or not. And then he would never give me a total straight answer.
Well, that's sad. That's a really good company that produces Corona. I forget the name of it.
I
used to study.
It.
Yeah. That's a great company.
It's refreshing.
Well,
with a lime when you're in Mexico.
Are you ready for a call?
Okay. Well, that was all interesting stuff. And thank you for that, Vanessa.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. The first call is another 310 area code.
310, our lucky first caller. You're live on Life, Laughter, Happiness with psychic medium Vanessa Orr, MBA.
Well, you guys might already know me. My name's Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle.
Yes. Hey, Rochelle.
We know you.
Hey. Yeah, Jonathan. Jonathan told me what was happening, and I was like, okay, let's do this.
Awesome. Yes, everybody. If you've missed it, we had Rochelle Royale on the show one full day, and she talked to Vanessa. And now she is a regular listener.
Oh, that's awesome.
You guys, I was, like, literally so emotional earlier and crying because there are two people that have won Grammys, and they are looking at my life story, and I'm just, like, crying because I can't believe it. They're, like, looking at my stuff.
Wow.
And I'm just, it's like, I don't even know who they are, and they're looking at my music.
Wow.
And I just, yesterday I was so depressed, and I was, like, praying so hard to, like, for a miracle or a message, and this is it.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, and I got a phone call from a producer. I told you guys last time they purchased my song, and they're getting ready to release their first single for their new artist on May 11th. And they're working on the mixes for my song with them, sending them over in the next few days. And I just, like, I don't know if it's the power of prayer, but I do believe that I manifested a message today and it was received. And I am just so grateful for that.
That's awesome.
Well, yes, two great things happened. That is amazing. Life-changing things. Wow, Vanessa, what do you think about all this?
Oh, yeah. Rochelle and I were exchanging a couple messages online. Was that a couple weeks ago? And I said, I won't name who it was that came up in the reading. And I said, this particular person is looking at your videos online. And maybe Rochelle remembers that.
I do. It's just, I'm shaking my head right now because if that's true, I'm just blown away. I do, like, not her, but to have these other people, it's still the same feeling because they're just on another level. And I know a few people that these people know, and it just makes me wonder, like, if you guys think that people don't talk about your art or your work, they do.
Yes, they do.
It's crazy.
People are very smart. People are very smart and discerning, and they are looking for new talent all the time. And right now, it is what something, if there's a particular topic that you are focused on, let's say it's science and research, let's say it is arts, performing arts. But if you're looking for what for example, tonight what we're talking about is Rochelle's work. It's just like Rochelle said, if you think that your work's not being seen, that is not a thing. And also, Rochelle makes a good point. She was suggesting to the universe, to God, to Source, to Creator, to her guides, to her mom on the other side, to 100% Divine Light Angels, please give me a sign. And that is always, I do that as well, is you need that little bit of hope, that little bit of faith. And what you're suggesting tonight, yes, that is absolutely correct to do that.
Also, yesterday, so serendipitous, I was going through a bunch of old photos, and I came across one, and it was of my parents' house in Oregon, and my mom always had angels all over the house, and I was editing one of the photos, and I was, like, putting, like, a ray of light, like, near one of the angels, and then on the TV, it said something like, I can hear my angels, right as I was editing this angel on this photo. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's amazing. I might add a little bit to this. If you look at Rochelle's work, and please do, because she has an Instagram account and also a YouTube account. And Rochelle, it was so creative what you wore in one of your recent videos. It was white tulle.
Oh, for the Ariana Grande video.
Yes, that was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love
I don't
your
know why.
Style.
I have to follow spirit right now, and like if something doesn't feel right, there I just can't force myself to do it. And I think that that's a theme for a lot of people right now in quarantine. You have to do the things that really fulfill your internal spirit frequencies. And when I really take the time to rest and then I come back to my creative mind, I really have to follow what my guides are telling me to do. And that Ariana Grande piece, it really felt so all about forgiveness and light and just preciousness, like just hugging everyone who's in pain. And I just, even though Ariana Grande is a superstar, she's been through a death from Mac Miller, her ex-boyfriend, and then also a very public, embarrassing breakup with Pete Davidson. And she, last year, I saw reports that during her shows, she would break down on stage and just start crying. And people were really worried about her because of all the things that she's gone through. And so when I did that piece, her and Justin Bieber are coming out with a new song called Stuck With You, and it gets released on the 8th. And I just said, you know what, Spirit, this is what I need to do today. And I completely connect with what they are trying to do. And I just, it just felt really lovely to participate in that.
Oh, that is so honorable. The other thing that Ariana went through was a bombing at her concert in London.
Yes. Just awful. 200 people died.
Yeah, that was a vicious situation. You know, if you haven't met Ariana and, you know, you can help her and she can help you, it makes sense to write down on a clean sheet of paper that the two of you would script and create a song together and support one another.
Wow. Oh my God. I just did an interview yesterday on Instagram and someone asked me who I would want to collaborate with. And I literally said Ariana Grande.
Is that right?
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
How many signs? I mean, wow. It's your turn to get signs here.
She is. It's
wow.
Just happening. I've got the Barbara Moore chills from top to bottom here.
I got it.
That's so great.
On top.
Yes,
that is,
that's correct.
This is so inspiring, Rochelle and Vanessa and Johnny, because we forget to keep manifesting and ask for those signs. I don't think I ever have asked for a sign. I do manifest.
Oh my God.
Wow. I'm going to do it.
You know what? It's just science. If we truly believe, it truly does happen. And that's the problem, is we always doubt. We always think, oh, that will never happen. And it's literally believing that it will and manifesting those frequencies out into, it's literally science. Like our thoughts are actual frequencies.
That's true. That, if you if you think it, it becomes a thing. Thoughts become things.
Yeah,
and you know what? While we're talking about it, I had several readings today, and I had a client that I've helped for about 3 or 4 years now, and she said it always helps when I have those negative thoughts to say cancel, cancel, pink light, and that's the way. Yeah, that's the way. If you have that doubt, say, you know, and it does sit crosswise with a person. Doubt does, because that really is not the right frequency, not the right vibration. And you can just cancel it and call in white golden light and start to do what these things that Rochelle's talking about. It makes such a difference.
Sometimes I think about looking and observing at my thoughts, and then I'll swipe right and I'll say no, no, no. So it's basically the same thing as the cancel thing.
Yes.
I'll just think about like swiping it and kind of swatting it out of my vision, and just, you know, it's just like a visualization of, okay, I see this thought and now I'm going to push it out of my eye view so that I'm not looking at it anymore.
Right.
But
that's,
it is.
Working.
It's like every 5 minutes.
Always working. Working on yourself. Yes, because those thoughts do creep in. It's just normal. So it's good to have these techniques. And so, okay, what does the pink light represent? Good, and the golden light is good, obviously. So you say cancel, cancel, pink light.
Pink light. That was taught to me by Pat Longo. Pat Longo taught Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, everything that Teresa knows. And yeah, and so I would talk to Pat once. Friends with Kim Russo, the happy medium. I think that's what Kim Russo refers to herself as. But the pink light I was shown in a reading was the light of Saint Germain. And it's the highest frequency, as I recall, it clears everything, the highest frequency. The white light, golden light, this is also something that Pat and I talked about, and she said to call in the white golden light from above and draw it through your crown chakra, down through your major chakras, through your feet, through your tailbone, down to the center of the earth. So you're tethered from the white golden light above and you know, in celestial astral plane, and draw it down through your chakras, down through your body, and tether yourself, ground yourself into the center of the earth. Then she had a third step, Kevlar. She said, you know, law enforcement wears Kevlar. We should wear Kevlar to protect ourselves. So she created these illustrations that you can invoke in 5 seconds.
Yes.
Oh, that's good to be able to do that in 5 seconds.
Yeah, because people think people think that everything has to take so long. It really doesn't. Just like Rochelle was talking about, she says it's a frequency, and all you have to do is, it's like dialing into a radio station. I want this frequency. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to know. People probably they avoid doing it because they think, oh, this is work. This is going to take too long. You know?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
No,
good
it doesn't
point.
Take long.
No.
So, Michelle, does that answer any of your call of your questions?
Say it again.
Oh, I was just wondering if that answered your questions.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that was amazing. That was great.
The last thing I might suggest,
you,
because you have another song coming, is create a team of angels and guides, Rochelle, and assign them to bring everything you need to create that song, because there is one coming, which Yeah, I actually see. If you knew how many songs I see, I'm gonna tell you this. I see 76 songs coming for you in your career.
Oh,
that's a lot.
Oh my god. I'm going to keep praying about this. I am, because I feel it coming. I think that's why I'm crying, because I'm really being spoken to right now, and it's just so heavily emotional. Like, it's just pouring out of me, and I really am just so thankful that I'm hearing them speak to me now.
Yeah,
it's a relief. It's
very exciting. You're very exciting.
And also for all of us that we have, you know, maybe two or three extra people that come into our life that are a part of our team that truly love us and help us keep creating and be productive. I really, really want more people in my life that give me that internal creative strength and power.
Yes.
I'm going to pay for that too.
Smart girl.
Like us,
yep.
We were all brought together, and that was not a mistake.
Yeah. Beautiful.
It is. Your videos are terrific. Maybe one last thing before you go is share where we find those videos on YouTube, because I shared them with friends around the country. They're so beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you. If
and
you guys want to subscribe, yeah. It's just Rochelle Moran.
Yes. Tell us again where we can find you and Rochelle and how, you know, to spell your first name, because it can be a little tricky.
Yeah, it's like Rachel, but with an E at the end. So R-A-C-H-E-L-E, one L.
Mm-hmm.
And then Royale is R-O-Y-A-L-E.
Yes, so everybody
and I
check her out.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah, we're following along closely, and it's so fun. And this is so exciting, such exciting news. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks for all the input. It helps the listeners so much. It's so inspiring.
Yes, let's all ask for messages and miracles today. Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Then
I'm ready.
Awesome.
Thank you for
calling, awesome.
Rochelle.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you and Vanessa are in close contact, and she's, you know, giving you these advices to how
I get
to,
a front row seat to fun.
Yes, to what to look forward to too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Songs.
I know.
And you're a writer. I'm sure you're continuously writing. Keep it up.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Yep.
Awesome.
All right. Well, our next caller is area code 203.
203, you're on live with Psychic Medium Vanessa Orr. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Hi.
You sound good.
How is everybody?
We're great. Did you have some success with your artwork?
You know what? No. And I have to tell you, I know. Two things. I've been writing it out every day, and I got a garden plot. I had given my name 3 years ago and completely forgotten about it. It just came through. The first day when I wrote this out, I went so successfully, got that garden going, and every day since, I've been trying to get to the painting, and I don't know what's going on. One thing that I did starting today was I stopped the medication because I think maybe that is really causing me trouble. I spoke to my doctor about it and he agreed. And I actually was going to taper and he said, no, you don't need to. So anyway, I think it was causing all kinds of stuff, but I think it was causing a lot of anxiety. I don't know, maybe you can see what you think about that.
Well, here's what I think, is that sometimes there are versions of ourselves. This is what I was shown a few minutes ago. There are versions of ourselves that get in the way. So what we need, And someone told me about this, about 2-3 years ago. So I did some research on it, and I have been invoking it as a principle, as a modality in my practice here at Full Soul Readings. And it goes like this. You tell that version of yourself that you are suggesting, Pat, that is causing the anxiety and keeping you from getting into your commissioned artwork that you're trying to create. You tell it to get out. So
yeah.
People shouldn't be ashamed to say to those many versions of themselves, because we all have all lived many lifetimes. Some people, this can be their first lifetime. Others, this is like an 80th lifetime.
Yeah.
So you have to take control of that. And it just takes a second. It is instantaneous because your words are wands. So you know how we can wave a wand. We've seen plenty of fairy godmother movies, and it is a thing. The power of your words spoken in a wave of a hand, I know that sounds ridiculous, but it is a thing that you tell that version of yourself, Pat, to sit down and be quiet, or even get out, or cancel. So you can also say, like we were speaking earlier with Rochelle, about a thought that crowds are good thinking. You are being crowded by a version of yourself that is interfering with your creativity and buckling down and doing your commission work.
Yep. Okay.
Don't be mad at yourself. Don't be mad at yourself, Pat. Just say to that version, I cancel you. Get out. That's all you have to say.
Okay. You know what's interesting? I was just on the phone with someone for an hour, and you can help me with this too. I'm trying to help her. It's
okay.
She.
Yeah. Don't. It's not.
Don't.
It's not you, Pat. Yeah.
Stay away from her?
Well, no, you can talk to her on the phone, but just keep your phone calls 15 minutes, and here's why. You're picking up her energy on the phone. This is something I think everyone can learn. So, Pat, I'm really glad you brought this up. This is not going to be a surprise to anyone. If you have a conversation with someone who is annoying or negative or helpless or, you know, is needy, you're going to pick up those energies, especially if you are an empath. So if there are any empaths listening, any intuits listening, build a brick wall between you and the other person. Just envision a brick wall. Envision yourself being hidden in a cloak and put mirrors on the outside of the cloak, and they won't think about you anymore.
Okay.
I have done this. Yeah, it's a thing. I've actually had people bump into me at stores. As an empath, I do pick up the energies of everyone around me, and I don't like that. So it's my responsibility to hide myself.
Okay.
So people, yeah. So hide yourself. What you need to do is unhide yourself. Unhide yourself later so that other people can find you.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll be real quick. You can send that energy back to your friend. Now, I was illustrating, I had a big reading yesterday. For someone that called into the show a week ago was Tanika. And so I've been helping Tanika off and on. When I had a huge reading for Tanika last night, and this is what I told her to do, is that you have to send that energy that is not your signature back to your friend, Pat. And
okay.
That's what I was telling Tanika. Tanika called into the show a week ago. I don't know if anyone remembers, but you have to send that energy back to the sender. And so just gently say alone, I send my energy back to Brenda, whatever her name is. I send all that negative energy, because if you don't, you will be wearing that negative energy, Pat.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry I interrupted you. What was your
Not at all. She needs help. She has evidently no one in the world that she can trust. She can trust me because I'm honest with her. By
right.
the end of the conversation, I was saying, look, I've been on the phone with you for an hour. I need to get home. I need to feed my dog. I'm exhausted. You know, just do the stuff. But it kind of got more and more weird. And I'm even wondering if I, say, drive her to the bank to get her money somewhere, am I endangering my life?
Okay. Oh, wow. Are you endangering your life? I get a no. Should you drive her to the bank? I get a no.
Okay.
Can I tell you something? I rather am shown that she's going to forget about all this.
Does she have a mental problem?
Well, okay. Because I test everything, I get a yes. But what it is just, she doesn't trust people, no. Yeah, she doesn't trust people. She trusts you.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But we can trust you, Pat. You're yeah, and I know Pat really well. And we've only been talking for, what, this is probably our fourth time to speak on the phone. Pat, you know what? Sometimes people have soul contracts that really are exclusively for themselves, and it doesn't allow us to step in. And since I'm picking up a no that you are not to drive her to the bank, that's A.
Okay.
And B, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well,
how does she tell her that? How does she go about telling her without making up things? I mean, can she just say no, or is she going to have to have anxiety
This woman's very perceptive, and she does trust me, and I can be honest with her, and she will accept what I say. She knows I'm being honest, and she knows I want nothing from her. I didn't know if she was losing it or if she's absolutely right. I told her to hire a private taxi and get herself to the bank and get the money in there, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And the more we talked, and she got more and more upset. And I thought,
really?
Is she crazy? Go ahead.
No, she's frustrated. And it's funny because I did see a young man driving her to the bank.
Good.
So well, it worked out.
The reason why
did
I brought it up was I do feel I have been angry at myself. I've questioned, am I being a brat? I've been mortified. And then when you say, just tell this person to get out, that's basically what I said to her at the end. I was telling her what I needed to tell myself. It was basically, Tasha, you've got a huge gift. Get it together. Step up. And then she started to say, well, I've got a brain injury. And I thought, wow. You know, I mean, anyway, it was just funny that this kind of relates to me telling myself, just step up. You've got a huge gift here. Do it, you know?
To help her, you mean? Your huge gift to help her? Is that what you're saying?
No. My gift of this commissioned artwork, you know.
Oh, right.
I've been trying to tell myself, to, you know, I was giving her the same message that I've been giving myself. You know.
Oh, okay. I'm back in now. You know.
No, I'm sorry.
The whole time. Oh no, you're fine. You're fine, Ken. The whole time I've been on the phone, I'm so happy to know that you're so gifted, right? Every time I get on the phone and we hear about the artwork and the commissioned painting, I can't wait for you to start. And I think everybody who's listening is just rooting you on to start the painting. All you have to do, it's much like what we were talking about earlier with Rochelle. It's tapping into that frequency. She illustrated a very good point. And what I do before every reading and every show is I want to give 100% divine light accuracy in all the readings. And the only way I can do it is to ask angels and guides of 100% divine light to connect me to truth. It's the same thing for when Rochelle writes a song and when she does her work, when she performs it. And it's a lot of work if you've ever seen one of her videos. The same thing for you, that tapping into that vibration to create that commissioned work. And I just, lady, she's waiting for the work, and she's been talking about it.
The one that's hired me, you mean?
Yeah,
I know. I know. I've been writing what you just said. I've been writing that down every day,
okay.
And then saying it out loud.
Oh, awesome. It's very interesting because we were talking to Rochelle a couple of weeks ago on a Tuesday show, and it was so interesting because her mother had visited me that day, and I know it was Rochelle's mother who kind of lit a fire under me to get some work done that day. And I studied all day, So the short story is that it was someone on the other side connecting me with someone on this side, which was Rochelle. It's the same thing for you. Ask your guides and ask your ancestors on the other side to inspire you and access the frequencies and the vibrations, which is what art is, which is what songs are, is vibration and frequency translated audible song, you know, an audible song like what Rochelle does. And for you, it's the beauty of color and image before our eyes. I love artwork. It does something to my heart and my soul. It makes me so happy. And that's why this lady has commissioned you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Pat.
Thank you so much. I was you know, embarrassed to tell you, but I'm honest.
I like that about you.
Yeah, and thank you so much. And I, as I said, I was on the phone, so I'll go back and listen to the show. I was unable to hear the beginning, but I'll definitely go back and listen. And thank you.
Pat, you're welcome. You're so dear.
I think that probably is something a lot of artists struggle with, is just starting, because there's probably a bit of a perfectionist side in them all. If not all the vibrations are just perfectly balanced, they feel like there's a block. They get blocked. So that is so good that Pat is telling yourself, don't feel that. Let that go. Open it up.
Yeah.
I wasn't able, I promised myself I would start my art when I was done raising my son. I picked a certain age. And at age 49, I realized, oh my goodness, I'm overdue. I started it, and I made a promise to myself then that I would never let my ego get in the way with fears or blocks or this or that. And I have been fine. I will get through anything until this painting. And it's gone on so... Go ahead.
You just nailed something. I am going to interrupt, but being kind here. You just hit on something that I tell everyone, is to tell your ego to get out.
Absolutely.
And that takes 2 seconds. And what you just said is you hit the nail on the head. If people could see ego from, say, a psychic vantage point or a medium vantage point, it is so unfortunate looking. It's
really
very bad. Yeah.
Wow.
It's really bad.
Wow.
It's distorted. You look at the human body, it's so beautiful. Ego is the opposite. It's disfigured. And it's anatomically incorrect. And we see who we are. We're made in Creator's image. All you have to do is tell your ego to get out. And it's amazing. It takes 2 seconds.
Interesting. I can't remember the title of this book, but people may be interested. For years, I did this I Ching. Very, very easy to do. It was Something of the I Ching by Carol Anthony. And that book literally helped me break down my ego. It taught me so much about the desired outcomes and so on. It was one of the best things I did for myself as far as my ego. I don't want to keep on, but, you know, my dog is right here, and he's just talking and talking and waiting and waiting. And can you just check in with him and see how he's doing?
Okay, I'll do my best, yeah. Let's see.
I'm working so hard to get him the right supplements. Huh?
Oh, yeah, he's talking about dining in. what is the food apparently that you get him is good. So I think it sounds like he wants to eat. I wish I had a little bit more for you, but he's terribly happy. And he talks about, he likes is there a plaid sofa or a plaid chair? Something with a plaid covering that he loves.
About every, I don't know which piece of furniture, every piece of furniture is his.
Okay. He talks about the plaid, it's kind of a green plaid. He says, I love to be here. And it looks like there's a chair and it backs up to a window?
Yes, he's lying on sort of like an old Ottoman chaise lounge, what you call it, and I have a green quilt thing on it. It's not flat, but it's green. He's lying there right now. I get upset sometimes.
He says he can't help it that his hair falls off. He knows that that's something that you don't like, and he's very sorry about it. He wishes he could fix that.
Fix what?
Not losing his. Are you kind of always kind of cleaning up with, like, I see a vacuum or?
Oh yeah, the hair. That's fine.
Okay.
No, I get upset because he'll sleep here instead of in bed next to me. That's why I get upset at him, and I give him a hard time. But sometimes he needs it. Yeah, I'm doing everything I can for his health, and I've bought a supplement, and I'm giving him almost all meat now. And the wonderful man said, you don't have to do organic. There's no way I could afford that. But, you know, I mean, he's 11. He had a real tough year and had surgery and a tumor and all kinds of stuff. And I'm just doing what I can health-wise to... And I never know because he's a hound, so he's got a sad face. So I always think he's unhappy.
No, he's very happy. And
right.
The reason he chooses that chair is that it has it's comfortable. It's very soft, apparently, but it has a female energy attached to it, and so
he
prefers it. Mm-hmm.
There he is. He said, "Yes, you're right." Thank
you.
Good.
I think that sounds a lot better. Pat,
huh?
You sound a lot better than I am
a lot better. The week's been tough, you know, facing myself about the artwork. And then this woman just, you know, I want to help her, but wow, she just did me in. So I came in rattled and then connected with you guys. So, yeah, you've helped me a lot.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Pat.
Yeah,
you're wonderful.
Welcome.
Good night. Thanks
yeah,
for
you're really
in.
Incredible, Vanessa. You're all great. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay, our next one is area 856.
Facebook.
Hi.
So, 856, welcome to the show. You're on live with psychic medium Vanessa Orr.
Thank
you.
Hello. Laura. Hi.
Oh,
how are you? I'm in New Jersey. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. I want to know if you see me, any major changes, like a move into a house or anything like that coming up for me.
Oh. You know what popped in was this guy. Let me describe to you. And, you know, not something that rings a bell to say, hey, Ness, you got that one wrong. I'm okay with that. But this guy walked in, and he's like, no, he doesn't want you to move, it looks like. And so let me describe him. About 6 foot, dark hair, dark curly hair, a lot of hair. And he has a mustache and a beard. It's kind of not a long beard. And, you know, dark eyebrows. He's very intent on you not moving. Does this ring a bell?
No.
Okay. No, nothing. Okay, he jumped in right when you were talking about the move. So are you moving? I do get a yes. Are you moving for a – well, they're using the word comfortable with me. Is this for a job?
So I want to buy a house really bad. And a house came on the market that I'm in love with. And I actually put in a bid for this house about 4 years ago, and somebody bought it, and they remodeled it, and it's on the market again. And I drove by it, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I love this house. I want it so bad. But I need a job, too. I have to get another job. Yeah, I know. But I asked you about the house because I figured, okay, if you tell me I'm going to move into the house, that means I'm going to get a job.
No, okay. Well, I love putting the cart before the horse. It's my favorite. So do you qualify for this house? I get a yes. there's that number four again, because you bid on it 4 years ago. Someone else bidding war?
So it was between me and this other person, and it was so weird because my realtor told me the other person got it because it was cash. And I said, well, I got approved and everything for the house, and I needed 3 months to close. Well, it turned out that when they went with the other guy, it still took them 3 months to close on that, too. So I didn't understand what the difference was, whether my bank's giving them cash or they're getting cash on hand. It's still the same thing because they were still closing in 3 months. So I never did understand why I didn't get the house.
I don't either. I offered cash on a property next door to me, and it went to an owner finance. What the heck? Do you want cash, or do you want to go through owner finance? And so I guess they can make more money that way, but cash is cash. But it looked like it was a bidding war. So did they pay more for the house under the table? I get a yes. I was also shown, yeah, but you know what? There it is on the market again. So is the house yours? I get a yes. It looks like June. But this interests me about the job. Do you have the capital and the credit to buy the house? Did I get a yes?
Well,
no?
So I have to get the job. I have to get a job first. But I didn't ask about that because I figured, okay, I'll ask about the house. Because if I get the house, that means I'm going to get the job. I'm wondering about the guy that stepped in. Is the guy that stepped in dead, or is he living?
Well, I thought he would be living after telling me no, he is dead. Is he affiliated with the house you're in? I get a yes.
But he doesn't want me to have that house?
He doesn't want you to leave. Does not want you to leave, but this is an attachment. You know, we're jumping in on a quick. You're calling into a show. I was very surprised to see this guy show up. That's probably another really interesting reading about the house that you're in. So,
I'm in an apartment I'm in an apartment.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. You're in a property. So, but this house you want, I got to tell you, from a logical academic platform, I'm a little lost about not having a job, but I asked if you had the capital and or credit for the house, and I asked you to get a yes. Am I right?
So, with the kind of work that I do, I'll get approved because I've been approved a few times. It's just a matter that I do have to have a job in order to get approved again for the house. But once I get a job, I'll get approved. So it's
got a question. I have a question for you real quick. What is the street number? Just the street number on the house.
43.
House. Okay, let me tell you about a seven house.
Okay.
I don't know what you're looking for in the way of love life. But a seven is, if you look at the number seven, it's a symbol. All the numbers are symbols, right? And so for the sake of conducting numerology, the number seven is a symbol that is angled and sharp. See how if you think about how it looks and how we create that, the number seven, we go from left to right, boom, one line, and then a sharp 45-degree angle. That's a house. If you don't want to get married or have kids and just have your house and your career, and that's enough, get that house.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. I'll tell you what. You just think about that house all the time, huh?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I've never gotten that house out of my mind. And they did so much to improve it that I didn't even recognize it until I drove out to see this house. And I drove out, and I'm looking at the landscape and everything, and I said, oh, my God, I think that's the same house that I bid on about 4 years ago. I don't even recognize it. I had to look at the layout of the house in the pictures on Realtor.com. in order for me to realize, yes, this is the house. They transformed it beyond anything I could have done, so it's even better than what I would have done to it. I love it. I want this house.
That's what I was thinking. It's probably better that it's working out this way because it's now remodeled.
Yeah, by someone else, and it could be a sole contract. I'm actually getting a yes on that. Listen, this is from another lifetime. I want to ask you a real quick question. I don't always do past lifetimes, but past lifetimes have been coming up in readings lately. What does it mean to you if I talk about you in an how do you feel about white tennis court dresses and white bonnets? How do you feel about being a little girl running through a meadow? Does that seem like familiar, or that you'd ever, not in this lifetime, but what's that feel like to you? What's that feel like to you to have a really loving mom? This is another lifetime, by the way.
I don't know. I know that when I was little in this lifetime,
okay,
I used to go out where our church was. We had, there was this big field, and I used to actually go and sit there and just kind of commune with God. I would just sit mm-hmm. there in the middle of this big, huge field. And
yeah, this was a big feeling
I used to do. And even as a little girl, I had a feeling that I was always being watched and watched over. I just had a feeling and a sense of that. Not
well, you're right about
at
that.
The time what that was about, to be honest. But I felt loved and protected.
That's amazing. I think I wish everyone could feel like that. Listen, the vibration in your voice, and I'm sure that Jonathan picked up on it. I'm sure that Barbara picked up on it and listeners felt it. You came to life talking about this house.
I want this house, but I got to get a job.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been putting out resumes with agencies.
I just love your zest and your zeal for the approach of, you know, a career and job and capital. I mean, we ought to write a book about this, bottle this, whatever this is.
But
that
she doesn't,
you have,
like, worry. There's no worry
I know.
In her voice.
I
yeah,
know.
She's like, well, I just need
it.
To get the job first. Like, okay, that's easy. You know, no doubt. She has, like, no doubt. She's manifesting this house, that's for sure.
Thanks.
You know,
yeah,
look,
it makes me feel good.
And staying around the area, and here's the house. So, listen, it looks like June, and that's just like next month.
Wow. The only way I would be able to get that in June is if I got the house, I got the job right away, and I approached the owners and asked them if they would be willing to do maybe a rent-to-own for the first 6 months or something so that I could have some time to save up more money for the down payment.
Okay. Well,
I've been thinking about
that. That's why I was saying earlier, we've got a cart before the horse. I mean, logically, a cart before the horse. There's an attachment There's an attachment to the house. And it's like Barbara said, the whole vibration behind you is devoid of worry. I find it fascinating. You know, it's something that if we could bottle this, we would be very well off. And so you're going to have to let us know what happens. I'm on the edge of my seat, but June does look good for acquisition. And that's all I'm shown. But there is this guy that's jumping in, and he doesn't want you to leave. Obviously, he's, you know, not with us here on earthly plane. And so is this an attachment? It's not an attachment. Is this an entity? It's not an entity. Is this a paranormal situation? No. Is this
Hold on. Yeah.
This is an earthbound soul.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm not surprised by that either, because I have had movement in the apartment. Stuff moves in front of me. And,
okay. Oh, yeah.
I've also
yeah.
been told that I have somebody attached to me. Don't know why. But
if you find out what he looks like, compare and contrast. This guy just jumped right in and took, you know, listen, sometimes that will happen because is this a guide? It's not a guide. And I just, you know, sometimes I will have someone jump into a reading. Oftentimes it's someone that the client knew from, you know, it might be a grandmother or a mother. So, but this guy, you don't seem to know who it is, but I got to tell you, I sure want to know how this house situation turns out. I look forward to hearing from you.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Please let us know. Let us know.
I will.
Right.
I'll let you know.
Come on.
Okay.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Our
that was fun.
One.
Very.
Our next one is area code 407.
407, you're on live with Vanessa Orr, MBA. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Barbara. This is Lori. How are you?
Hi, Lori. Great. Wow. Nice to hear your voice.
And
you both
have
birthdays
well.
Coming up, right, Lori?
Yes, we do, don't we, Jonathan? Same day.
Yes.
And my daughter is before you guys. You have the same. You
wow.
share the same birthday, right? May
May
28th.
Oh, May 28th.
Is it May 28th?
Yeah,
Johnny
correct.
Is 27.
No, I'm.
Is
no, it's May 28th.
Oh,
okay.
May 28th.
I got it right. And Priscilla will be 13. May 12th. What's that clicking?
I don't know. Can you hear that, Lori?
No, I don't. It's not on this end.
That's weird.
It's vague. It's gone. I don't hear anything.
Sometimes a Wi-Fi call will do that, but I'm not on Wi-Fi. I'm on.
Yeah,
I don't know.
See something here.
Sure.
You know, I do know this. This is what I'm going to say to everyone. People have told me that they've been trying to call in tonight. And they've been getting busy signals. And it isn't, it's Lori. This happened, I think, to Lori, or this happened to some other people. So, I mean, maybe this is one of those technical things. Lori, are you there?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I'm so grateful.
Let me see here. I'm going to try to see if I can do something here. Give me 1 second here. Okay, so it appears to be Lori. Let me try and put her back on.
She might be on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's Lori's, but Lori,
yeah, I'm not on Wi-Fi. I'm on
a
regular
phone.
Oh, you're not?
Can you try calling back and I'll put you right through?
Yeah, wait, let's do this. Let me shut off my Wi-Fi. Is that any better?
Okay. We'll try that. No.
I shut it off. No?
No.
That's curious.
You guys still hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's
all right, you want me to call back?
To light a match.
We can try, yeah. And I'll put you right through, okay?
Okay, let me do that then. I'll call right back.
Okay. Okay. Well, but let's wait for her to call back. You know, this is interesting because, I mean, it's almost like we've, you know, almost all, a lot of the callers are regulars, which is what I like and I enjoy because we get to hear back, we hear the updates. Don't you think that's true, Barbara?
Yeah. Yes, I like it too. I think it's great. And they're so happy to talk to Vanessa. And I think it's all awesome. The caller before, I felt like that was so interesting, and I could relate to it, her, when she said that she's been told that something or some
Hello.
Entity was attached to her. And because
yeah.
I felt like that for a while
okay.
when I moved to Arizona, I felt like the evil spirits followed me there through
yeah.
something. So
that
I
can happen.
Got rid of them. I feel like I finally got rid of them.
That's good.
And I think Lori's back. Are you there, ma'am?
Okay. Lori? Lori. Well.
Okay. Are you there, Laura? Well, I mean, let's see here. Lori, are you there? Let me try something here.
Okay. Well, maybe we could patch her through after a different caller so we can take advantage of our minutes here.
Yeah, and you know, if push comes to shove, Lori can text me or email me.
Yeah, we might as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'll do. I have a way out of this. I have a way out of this. Give me a second here, okay?
In the meantime, we can tell our listeners where to find you, Vanessa. You have a great website. I love your website. When you go to your website, yes, fullsoulreadings.com, you can basically find you how to get to your Instagram and hear your show.
Okay. I think I have Lori here.
Right.
Are you there, Lori?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, there we go. We
found good. No clicking, so that's good.
Perfect.
Welcome back.
Yay. Well, thank you.
What's going on, Lori? What do you have for Vanessa today?
Well, Vanessa, first and foremost, I really, really love your readings. They're just go on another level. It's like you're going into different dimensions. It's amazing.
Oh, you're
and
sweet.
So,
oh, thank you.
So
that's very, very dear.
Thank you.
Well, I'm honored to have you here. Thank you.
I wanted to see, what do you see for me regarding new transportation, or I'm open, whatever you see around me, I'm just humble.
Aw, yeah. So right away a Jeep came up. Is it used? I get yes to a used Jeep, and it's, you know, this is really amazing because this Jeep has been telling me that it's been made for you. Now, that is a thing. I have a Lexus here, and this and I have bonded since day one. And I'm just going to say that I talk to my Lexus. I talk to a lot of cars, you know, for people to clear cars, typically if they're used. But this car, like my car, was made for us, literally manufactured with us in mind. Now, we didn't know, you and I didn't know, but this Jeep tells me it's been made for you. It looks like there's a man involved here to sell this vehicle to you, Laura. And it's a deal, I heard. And this wants to go home with you. I rather picked up a vibration, an uptick with you about this Jeep.
I love that too. Yeah.
listen, it's amazing to me how, you know, it's that one vehicle or that all the vehicles that you've had in a lifetime. It doesn't matter, but this one particularly jumped out, and I see it. This one says it's red with black trim, and I get a yes on that, and a bit of Kundalini confirmation, which we find, just for grins, I'll tell everyone, Kundalini confirmation are those chills that Barbara talks about that we get from waist down, and this is like ultimate confirmation.
Wow.
It does have a little bit of mileage on it. I saw 5,000. It looks like you will purchase it through a gentleman. And it looks like a female has been driving it, and it doesn't, I don't know, it's too big for her or something. I'm picking that up. Have you been looking?
Well, like you, I don't have to look. Things unfold as they're supposed to. I also tune in very much so to what my gut feels. Getting out of the ego, I don't worry about things anymore. I just let things unfold as they want. And I am just walk around very, very humble, just grateful. And this coronavirus, if it taught me anything, it is to be humble and humility and to be grateful. So I look at it as something new because it's new to me. I look at it as I feel the same way about my cars as I do about my houses. I talk to my cars, I talk to my houses, and I too had a Lexus that I really, really talked to a lot, that took very good care of me. And the last car that I was driving was a Honda, and this car was in very bad shape, but it was not mine in the Honda that really shouldn't have been driving. So I resonate with everything you're saying.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you know, I always tell my vehicles, my horses, my dog, you know, good things. You can change the shape of water with your words, huh, Lori?
So, I've done that for a long time. I love it.
Yeah. Yes, it's a thing. It's if you put a drop of water under a glass and slide it underneath a microscope and you look at it, it has geometric shapes. But if you speak cruelly and negatively to that water droplet, it will shift and change into a very ugly shape and fall apart. So when we speak love to our computers as opposed to speaking poorly to our computers or speaking poorly to our phones or our cars or our dogs and cats, the horses, we change that tone and tune and vibration to a lesser level. When you speak love and healing, and thank you so much for delivering me so safely, like to a car, it responds. And you can feel, you can use your non-dominant hand and feel the vibration coming off the animate object, for example. Mm-hmm. You can talk to a flat panel and ask it to reduce its vibrational field, and then you can tell the difference. So this car, since you know about speaking things into being, will come to you because of how you conduct yourself, Lori.
You know, it's the only way to go. I'm not going to fight anything. I'm not going to kill anything. I just kind of step out of the way and let the best thing for me at the time happen. And I just, you know, it's so much easier not having to think, not having to worry, and not having to stress. I choose to live like that. And maybe I'm lazy, but I just choose to live like that. It's just so much easier.
No, I think that's a very lucid response. And there are people that are very controlling and very unhappy. And they can take a lesson from kind of relaxing and from the other side. That's like, really quickly, if you need this vehicle, I think you've already called it into being just by being on the show tonight. That's how I see it. We've shifted a vibration towards the vehicle. They keep talking about this vehicle being very sturdy for you. So, and it has big fat tires on it, and it is going to be with you for a while. I'm seeing 8 to 9 years, but it looks like it has about 5,000 miles on it. But
which is nothing.
I know, right?
Yeah. You want someone else to take the depreciation. Not you. You take something you want for what, and it's used after a week. It's already depreciated. And let someone else take that.
You're so on the target about that. I love that. That's right.
I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
I'm in a good place in the sense of I've had to humble myself like everyone else. And I said, it's got to, and in that same aspect, I have a bunch of things to write, but nowhere to publish it. I'm holding off on writing on any more blogs.
you know, just all these really cool things that are downloading.
Well, let me address that quickly, not just for you, Lori, but for everyone needs to hear this, because during this time, creativity is one of the things that the universe is calling on us to deliver. Your ideas, I'm showing you have really great ideas, and I heard the word script or scribe or write them down. So your writing's not finished, and your writing is wanted you. You know, Jonathan and I talk about the vaccine that the whole world needs and wants, and I said
Hello?
It's weird.
Hey, Jonathan.
What happened?
I'm not sure.
What's going on?
The network
I don't know.
Just disappeared?
Actually, I'm wondering if everybody did.
I don't hear Barbara either. Barbara, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Let me see something here. It says I'm online on the show.
Can you hear me?
Let me try something here.
Okay.
You can't hear me? Can you guys hear me? I can't hear you now.
Can you hear me, Barbara?
Now I can. You just came
okay.
back.
That's
okay.
So weird. You know,
echoing.
Today's been a weird day. I mean, my horses, my dogs, the cats, everybody has been
okay,
weird.
And, I
and
have
usually
Lori right here. Are you there, Lori?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah.
We're back.
It's just been weird today.
I was the only one that dropped at first. I kept saying, can you hear me? And you guys were all talking, and I was the only one. And then more people dropped off. But I guess we're all back now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Now,
Lori was making some good points.
You were saying something about Jonathan. And the last words that what I heard.
Well, let's let her continue. Do you remember where you dropped off, Lori?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's have you continue now.
Thank you. We were talking. I think Vanessa was going to tell us about the importance of your creativity during this time.
Yes. Share what you know and what your ideas and innovations are right now. If you have an invention, an idea, put it down on paper and mail it to yourself in the postal service so that you receive it with a first-class stamp and a date, a postmark on it, so that we know it's yours, because there are so many ideas coming through right now. And I was talking to Jonathan about this last week. Everybody wants a vaccine for this COVID. And I said to Jonathan that it will be discovered. It will be here in the United States where we manufacture it, where it's discovered. But it's a sharing platform that they have created, a database that they have created. So these are the ideas that are coming through on that database, and it will be a share code. And that's how the vaccine will come through. But the vaccine will be discovered here in the United States and manufactured here, and it will be shared through other countries. Okay, the same thing is relative to you, Lori, that you have good ideas and that this book does want to come forward. So keep writing.
No, definitely. I do it because I have to. Otherwise, it's like getting constipated or being fully congested. If I don't, I don't feel it. I have to get it out. It's 100%
very
true.
That's a vibration. It's very interesting. Well, I really look forward to hearing about what vehicle comes forward, but this Jeep jumped right into the front row, and it's a pretty Jeep, and you're right about the depreciated value on it. It's let them take that. So I heard win-win. I'm looking forward to hearing what happens.
I think this is part of manifesting, because I told myself 6 months ago, next car is not going to be short. I want something taller. I bought another Jeep. I promise you, that's what I said, because we have one. We have a Jeep right now. It's white. And I said, you know what? I want another Jeep. And I said it out loud, and the universe really hears. It's confirmation.
Well, that's
I would
Vanessa
also suggest.
Said. Didn't you, Vanessa? You said a Jeep or a beetle bug.
Yeah, it's a Jeep. I didn't see a beetle bug, but I saw a Jeep, and I saw red with black trim. But can I tell you something? I have loads of journals around here where I've journaled practically my whole life. And in 2009, I was single, and I did want to be married. And I wrote down, this is wild, I wrote down the word rich, and I wrote down what my engagement ring, how big it was and what it was to look like. And I didn't find that until yesterday. I found the book, and all that came to be. I married a guy in marriage, and I wanted my diamond ring to be at least 10 carats, and it's bigger than that. Not that it has to be like that, but I'm saying if you write it down, it will come to happen.
I love that. But don't you have to have a little preparation, too, as an individual, like maybe an attitude to attract that? You know, what if you're so down and forlorn and you say something? Are you going to be given that?
Yeah, that can come around, as we know. That's why I have to be very cognizant of, because as an intuit, just like everybody else, we have to cancel that attitude. So, because we will bring negativity unto ourselves. So it's those two simple words, cancel, cancel, toss in the pink light, it's like an eraser almost. If you think about a pink eraser that we had when we were kids, it erases all that stuff, that pink light. And then the red Jeep can come forward. The future husband, the future great wife can come forward, because you erase all that negativity, and the good things can come in.
I'm going to remember that. And you know what? I should post on our Facebook. Just a couple of the things that you mentioned, because we always think we're going to remember and then we may forget. And these are valuable tools.
I've
been writing.
You're right, Barbara. You're writing.
Yeah. I've been writing for a few months now. Successful article writer. I'm not so much wanting to write a book as have an ongoing series. I want to have a my own column is what I'd like to do, is just have my own column. Yeah, I'd like to write a book, but later, I'd like to have my own column. And pretty much
so
like
exciting.
What we're doing now is exchanging ideas.
I would like
you
to
know
do
what
that
I
for us.
A column?
Show. Well,
yeah, I could do
for
that.
For one, for not the column about us, just your column, but just like one feature in your column.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to start with us, because we've talked about that before.
And
so that would be
kind
a
of
great
funny.
Thing.
Speaking of ideas, you know, I was telling Barbara this day, and I'm going to go ahead and bring it up on the show. But as everybody knows, I'm working on a TV station or TV channel, and to do things relative to the show, you know, on it, and. You know, it's sort of funny, Vanessa, you'll get a real chuckle out of this. One of my ideas is to do a picture of Barbara on the moon.
Nice.
Now, what do you think of that idea,
Vanessa?
That's a good
choice. Well, that's
you know,
a good choice.
just like crop her on the moon, you know.
Anything with Barbara is a winner.
Oh,
can you hear me?
That's so sweet.
Okay.
I can hear you. I just am thinking
wow, Johnny is picturing me on the moon, which that's pretty cool. I don't even know how
that's
he came
beautiful.
Up with it, but sounds beautiful. I like the idea. Thank you, Johnny.
I'll be excited to see that.
Okay.
I didn't know you were
life
coming up
happiness,
with this show.
Listeners to work. We got to get some artwork, and we need writing. Yeah.
Lori's got a series of books coming. It's they're little they're books, but it's going to be three books, like a small trilogy, like a set of volumes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
you're
that's
picking my brain. That's exactly
exciting news.
Exactly. That is what
is
I'd
that,
love
yeah.
to do. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's exactly coming. That's what we need. So I look forward to. I can't wait to hear about the car and the books and all the other writings that you're doing. You're
awesome.
A channel for a, yeah.
What?
You're a real channel for a lot of data coming through. They keep showing me it's a lot of light coming through on your left side. It's a little darker on the left side. On the right side, it's coming arriving behind you at about 5 o'clock. It's almost like sparklers coming in. So the great ideas apparently are manifesting on the right side of the brain. And so it's coming forward, but I did see the books coming. And I even see the spines, the color of the spines. So it's going to be great. And, are you ready? One last thing. I'll just throw this in. I just saw Penguin Books. And they're a publisher.
That's what I want. That's why I've been shying away from Amazon. I don't want to go that route.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty exciting. They said he's a penguin. I haven't even thought about Penguin Books. I can't even remember. Probably like 1979 or something. So, yeah, keep going.
My house is number 11. And ever since we moved into an 11 house,
yeah,
I've been a lot more blessed with my manifesting. I'd love
it. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's a master number.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. The number 11 is a master number. It reduces to the number 2, and 2 is about pairing. You know, you pair yourself with a spouse or a significant other. You pair yourself with your work, and this is where your creativity comes in. You're pairing yourself with your work. So very exciting.
Because I'm an 11 too, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I have.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you're paired with Priscilla.
Yes. I feel so lucky that I'm not alone with this isolation thing. I've got my isolation buddy.
Yeah, that's right. I've got my isolation buddy too. He's pretty great.
I know. This
wow.
is amazing.
I know.
I love your story. And I'm glad you found those notes. That is so cool.
Yeah,
I'm married
so
too.
I've
got my 11. I've got my
yeah.
Oh, that brought me peace. There's been a lot of
write a lot of notes. Just remember to always put the date on your notes, because I was looking back through my notes and I'm like, oh, I wish I would have known exactly what date. So now I'm starting to date them. Even though there's like a lot of scribbles down, but I mean, these are ideas, and this was what I was thinking, you know, at that time, which when you look back, you never know how things can connect.
It's true. It's true. It's amazing. We live in
really?
America.
I email everything.
Yeah.
Email with the date and timestamp.
Oh,
I send
that's
everything
a good idea.
To myself, email.
That's perfect.
If you like to type, I like writing with a pen. My favorite poem. I like
when,
it. The feeling of it. It makes me feel good.
That's, I'm like you, Barbara. And you know what? That's the kinetic connection between the motor skills, the fine and large motor skills of the hand and the arm to the brain. It's a connectivity. It's a kinetic connectivity. So when you write down my Jeep, you know, what you want, Lori, you write
uh-huh.
it out on a clean sheet of paper.
Okay. I do that on the new moon. On the new moon, I put down about 10 things, and I light my little white candle, and I burn a piece of basil. And on basil for the new moon wish, I'll put I am a well-paid article writer, and I'll burn it.
Yes. Well, even write down a number if you want.
You have to burn it after, or is this a technique of burning the note?
Burn
I
don't
burn after
it.
You write it.
Okay.
No, on the bay leaf. On the bay
okay.
leaf.
Okay.
If you write it on the bay leaf in a black marker, and you call it out, and you imagine, and you envision, and you put yourself in the setting, then you burn it and throw it up, the embers go up to the universe.
There's so many little techniques, isn't there, out there?
There are. You can do, yeah, anything's pretty much acceptable. I use a blue ink pen. I have blue ink pens all over the house and a clean sheet of paper, and I write down what I need and I say now, and I fold it towards me three times. I turn the paper 90 degrees and fold it towards me another three times. And it's like Lori is talking about. Her technique works, whatever works, you know.
Ours is the same. I don't want to interrupt you, but this is crazy because right when you said I write with a blue ink pen, I have my blue ink favorite basic pen here that I love the way it writes, my Bic Cricut, and then I have my, and you said a clean piece of paper. It could have had lines, but it doesn't. I always grab one out of the printer, fresh, clean, white piece of paper with a blue pen. That makes me feel good, and that's what you do. Wow.
That's exactly what I do. Lori does something else with basil, and basil's usually affiliated with money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and what else? A leaf.
Yeah,
a dried basil leaf. A big
that
dried
you cook
basil
your
leaf.
Pot roast. Okay, I have those.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I have to take all that trouble.
Black marker or Sharpie.
That works for you.
You write
it
on a Sharpie, and then again, but you have to energize it with your thoughts, your imagination, put your mind in the setting and actually feel it. And it always helps with I am a prosperous, productive article writer. I am the owner of a Jeep design for me. And you feel it and you take it in, you envision it. And then there's something also about the smell. Yeah, burning the basil, it also cleanses a room. So you're sending up cleansing thoughts to the room.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's all great. Well, you guys, we're going over quite a bit.
Yeah,
I don't want to get cut off. And
Karen, thank you so much, all of y'all. Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you,
I'm so grateful. I've tried to get on many times. I'm on.
Thank
I'm
you
honored
so
to
much.
Have spoken to you.
Yes,
thank you.
We always love
thank you, Barbara.
Thank you,
thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Barbara.
But if you want to continue. Yes, if you would like to continue your readings with Vanessa, you can reach her at, on her Instagram, Vomba11, or FullSoulReadings.com, her website. And like so many of our listeners are doing, which is amazing and great, they're continuing with you. We're hearing that every time, every Monday, we're hearing that, and I love that. So great, you guys. Good job.
Thank you.
Way to work
Thank
on yourself
you so much.
Out there. Yeah. And then join us on our Facebook page to find out what's next. And then to hear this show and find all of our other shows, go to Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel and subscribe there. Yes. So thanks, everybody. This was a really interesting show, and I think full of surprises, too, because I don't think a lot of people know how really simple it is to create your destiny. I mean, you can talk to your car. You can talk to your house.
Yep.
Of course, you know, some people don't even know that they can actually talk to their animals. So this was totally fun and very, very cool. And just to hear all these great things that are happening out there with so many of our listeners, and also your cool, when you found your notes and what you had written. So how many years ago was that? Before you met Rich. Wow.
And I met Rich in 2010. Yep. And I asked him out in February 2011. And
cool. You asked him out.
I asked him out, and it's a cute story, but it's another time and yeah, and I was surprised because I wrote down that I had his name was in the intent, and just like what Lori was talking about, and the ring. I said at least a 10-carat ring, and I have a ring bigger than that. So
yeah, not many people are getting those.
No, but I'm just saying, and I didn't mean to be, a show off or a braggart, but I'm just establishing the manifestation.
Yeah. No, I love it because, think it. Your thoughts become things, like you always say.
True. It's true.
Very true. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Gosh,
and to be
I would
happy.
Love to meet you in person sometime, Vanessa.
Oh, we will. We will all meet.
Good. That'll be a great day. Well, thanks, Johnny, so
I'm looking
much.
Forward to it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really.
Did you do
thanks,
the
Jonathan.
Did you do the
I did
shout-out?
The shout-out. I did
right, well,
it. Thank
you,
right.
Barbara.
Thank you, Vanessa. Have
thank
a great
you.
Night, everybody.
You too. Okay. Good night.